Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Corey Curtis from News 2. Pleased to bring to the microphone Dan Lambert, Predators assistant coach, Predators with a game tonight in Toronto. Dan, thanks for taking the time to come on with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So Dan, obviously the story dominating the sports landscape right now is the impact of the coronavirus. The NBA suspends their season last night. Kind of the future right now in doubt in the NHL as well in terms of decisions they may have to make today. How are you guys as a team and as an organization monitoring this and handling this as news continues to come out right before our very eyes almost on an hourly basis?
Yeah, basically, you know, as coaches, we're getting ready to play tonight. We're getting ready as if it's business as usual. And then if we're told otherwise, then we'll have to readjust. But, you know, that's all we can do right now. That's all we can control. And then I guess we're going to hear what we hear later on in the day. But as of right now, we're going business as usual.
Dan, how much of a topic of conversation has this entire situation been for you guys in the locker room over the course of the last week or so? Obviously changing the media policy a couple of days ago where you're not allowed to have media in the locker room, and now we've quickly evolved into this discussion. Just how much of a conversation has this been among the coaching staff and the players?
To be honest with you, I don't think it was much of a conversation until maybe the last 48 hours. You know, because before that, you know, you're just being, taking precautions to, you know, not allow media and stuff like that in the room. But now this is becoming real when, you know, the NBA shuts down. So obviously it's becoming a little more real. And I think in the world, it's probably changed a lot in the last 48 hours.
Dan, how have you talked to players about self-monitoring themselves in communicating with the team at this point?
You know, for us, because, you know, yesterday we only had a meeting, we didn't practice, so we didn't spend a lot of time with the team, to be honest with you. It was more, we were having a meeting, a quick workout, and then I think it was around 1 o'clock when we met with the team, things weren't as bad or as drastic as, you know, until later on in the night. So, you know, when we sent it was a quick email last night telling the players, you know, as of right now, we are getting ready to play tomorrow night, so prepare as you would normally.
Dan, let's just assume for the sake of conversation, you are going to play tonight like you're preparing to do. What's kind of stood out to you over the course of the last three games that you've been able to get on this winning streak here, back-to-back shutouts against the Stars, another good effort the other night in Montreal? What stood out to you the most during this past three-game stretch?
Well, I think in spurts, we've played very well defensively. In a couple of those games, the opposition has had a big push in the third period. But in saying that, you know, our goaltending has been great, and our special teams have been good as well, which has, you know, provided a nice spark for our club.
When you look at the toughness to which this team plays with right now, it's unrecognizable from the beginning of the season, even the midpoint of the season. Would you attribute that more to the coaching change at the top, the addition to some players on the defense corps who in Holzer and Tenorti who have brought some added toughness to this lineup, or is it just the team understanding what it has to do? I guess where does that all start?
Oh, that's a tough question. You know, it's hard to know exactly where and how it started. It's almost at some point along the way, it almost felt like we lost our way a little bit. You know, and I think that whether it was bringing in Tenorti and Holzer or the coach, I can't tell you for sure, but certainly, you know, it seems like we do have a different mindset right now. And it was a mindset that was needed because, you know, we are finding ways to have more success and to play the style that we need to play.
When I see a guy like Roman Josi, throw a cross check on Corey Perry. That's a clear signal to me how much things have changed within your organization. There's certain defining moments, and I thought that was a big one to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly, it kind of made you realize that, wow, we're in this to win. And we know the importance of every single shift, let alone every period and every game. We're in a battle for our lives right now, and I think the players are starting to understand that and are competing. I guess the compete levels are showing as well.
Predators assistant coach Dan Lambert on the line with us. And Dan, obviously from a simple goal production standpoint, it was a struggle for Philip Forsberg in the month of February. He's talked about that, has really come alive in the last three games offensively. How dangerous of a player can he be when he's feeling confident and getting on a roll like he is right now?
Well, Phil is a very, very dangerous player. I mean, he's one of the best shooters in the league, and it's amazing what confidence can do for a guy like Phil. And certainly it would be very valuable to our club if he continues to score like he did. It wasn't that long ago that I believe he started the season with 9 goals after 12 games this season, and then unfortunately got hurt, and then things changed a little bit, and he probably lost his confidence. But we as a team certainly need him and other big guns to get hot for us down the stretch here.
With seeing him get hot as the constructor of this power play, do you look to get him more opportunities in those situations? He had a big one the other night.
Yeah, he did. And I feel like when you see him on the, we call it the flank, on the side coming downhill, I mean, when he's feeling it, I don't know that there's, a lot of shooters that are more dangerous than him. So obviously, we do want to get him the puck if in those areas and in those situations, as he's feeling comfortable and confident.
Dan, obviously a lot of success on the power play in the last 4 or 5 games. What are you noticing specifically that's clicking better on the power play during that stretch?
Ironically, in a couple of those games, our power play wasn't even that sharp, but yet I feel like the guys are kind of have a different mentality where they're just shooting the puck more and they're getting more traffic to the net. And probably more importantly is what we do after we get those shots is we've been recovering pucks. And that just allows you a second and third and fourth opportunities within that power play. Then they get a little tired and that's when you can pounce on teams. And it seems like we've been doing a better job of that.
So Dan, here's the million-dollar question. What if this is it? I mean, what if like say today is the last game you guys play until the playoffs?
I guess that decision is going to be made for us as coaches. We just have to prepare, whatever we're told, whether we play today or don't. I mean, who knows what's going to happen? If it is the last game and then we start playoffs in a month, let's say that were a scenario, we're just going to have to deal with it. And I'm sure there's going to be some precautions taken as far as, what would happen as far as practices and so on and so forth. It would be uncharted waters, I guess, for everyone. So we'll have to take it as it comes.
Well, these last few weeks have been fun to watch. And I'll say this from someone who's been in this city for a long time. Seeing the struggles that this team has gone through with the talent that you've had has been frustrating for everyone, I know. But I think there's a lot of people right now who are really proud of this staff and this hockey team for reinventing itself in this last month of the season. So good luck the rest of the way.
Well, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. Obviously, we hope it continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us, Dan. We really appreciate it, and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Dan Lambert joining us here on Coffee with the Coach. I mean, that's got to be such a weird feeling if you're a coach, a player, whatever, with the Preds organization and really any organization in the NHL. You're preparing. It's such a crucial time of the year. The standings are so tight. You're worried about the playoffs. You're worried about the battle you're going to have down the stretch to make the playoffs. And then all of a sudden, news comes out last night that the NBA has suspended their season. The NHL's future right now is in doubt. That's got to be a tough way, and you could talk about just preparing for a game like it's any other game and just preparing to play. it's got to be a huge distraction for everybody involved.
Well, yeah, huge distraction. And like we say, we can speculate, excuse me, that they've played, that they're not going to play. The coaches and the players don't have that benefit. They have to plan to play. They can't be surprised by playing. The surprise has to be not playing.
Yeah.
So we can pepper him with all those questions we want. They're not really fair because it's their job to be ready to play until they're not going to play. And so I think they're absolutely right in their mentality of that. They could play tonight. I mean, I think Jeremy Gover tweeted out that they could play the games where the teams have traveled to already and just say, we're going to play these games in front of empty stadiums,
right,
and then that's going to be it. And then they could just call the whole thing off, or they could keep playing in empty stadiums. I mean, we don't know. They're all options that are all on the table, and I guess we've got games until we don't.
Yeah, and that's certainly the way we're going to approach it here until told differently. I think, you know, the potential frustrating part if you're the Predators, obviously, is, number one, you want to keep playing. Number two, I think you feel like you're starting to maybe build some momentum,
yeah,
and playing a lot better as of late. And let's just say,
well, they know who they are.
Yeah. And they haven't known that for much of this year. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, the season gets shut down for 2 weeks, a week and a half.
Do they still know who they are?
Do they still know?
Like, yeah.
It's hard to continue to build on momentum that way. So that's got to be the frustrating part. And look, obviously, like we've said many times on the show today, there are things in this conversation that are 1,000 times more important than sports and the results of a hockey game. But if you're the Predators and their players, I think you feel like you're starting to figure your game out a little bit.
Yeah.
And maybe to have the season suspended for a certain amount of time, it's hard to think that wouldn't derail that to some degree.
Look, and yes, it's just sports. I understand that. But as people who are in sports, we understand that sports are a part of a city's fabric and identity.
Yeah.
And the Titans and the Nashville Predators are a part of this city's fabric and identity. I mean, when the Predators went on that Stanley Cup run and then went and won the President's Trophy and then won another Central Division, I mean, there has been a lot of pride in this city behind that hockey team. When the Titans went to the Super Bowl, there was a lot of pride. And now back to the Western, the AFC Finals this year, a lot of pride in this city with that football team. And when you take those things away, you know, it takes a layer of the fabric of your culture away. I mean, nothing brings people together more than pro sports. I think I heard Mike Golic talking about it, or maybe Trey Wingo. I think it was Trey Wingo this morning on my way in, talking about after 9/11, how sports is one of the things that brought us together. But here we are. We've got this thing that brings us all together, and someone is driving a giant spike through us and driving us apart and saying, we can't be together. We can't cheer together. We can't hug. We can't high five. We can elbow.
Yeah.
We can elbow. Other than that, we need to stay 6 feet away from each other. And so you've got this third party involved that's separating us and keeping us from one of the things in our society that unites us.
Right.
And I think that's one of the interesting scenarios here.
Yeah, no question about it. When we come back, should the NHL suspend the rest, or not the rest, should they suspend their season for the time being? Should they follow the NBA's lead in that? What have been your thoughts on how the coronavirus situation has been handled in the world of sports? 615-737-1025. We'll take your calls and your text messages. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Corey Curtis here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.